Petula Martin is back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. ATC Computer Transport and Logistics has announced an investment of €22.5 million to support the transition of its global transportation fleet to zero emissions over the next 5 years. Keith Young is Managing Director of ATC Computer Transport and Logistics, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
ATC is a highly specialised transport and logistics company. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Sure. So ATC is an Irish family business founded by my father Alan and my late mother in 1979. So this year in October we're celebrating our 45th anniversary, very happily. We provide transport, technical services and logistics to global data centre operators, many of whom are household names here in Dublin where they have their global headquarters.
How will the €22.5 million investment be spent?
So it's going to be a mix of heavy-duty goods vehicles, charging infrastructure and associated wind and solar investments. So today our announcement is for 11 Volvo heavy-duty electric trucks, five of which will be launched at our Dublin headquarters. We're very proud that we've been supported by Transport Infrastructure Ireland in this initiative.
You operate across Europe and New Zealand and here in Ireland and have offices in London, Amsterdam, Paris and Frankfurt. Will these HGVs be used to drive around Europe?
They certainly will. So since 2017, we've expanded our footprint into 10 European countries where we have 255 employees. In those cities that you mentioned, we will also have the same Volvo electric trucks running short distance routes.
Are you confident in the charging infrastructure for HGVs in Ireland and Europe?
So we've invested heavily in the charging infrastructure in our own sites, but we will also rely on the public charging infrastructure. So the European Commission is planning to have charging every 150 kilometres across the 10T network, and there's a similar approach here in Ireland. But we definitely feel it's important for this to remain a focus for this government and the next one.
Are you worried at all or concerned at all that your drivers might experience range anxiety?
They certainly might. In our tests so far, and we've engaged a panel of senior drivers to help with the transition, we can typically get up to 350 kilometres. That takes around 4 hours, and that coincides with a mandatory rest break anyway. So with a short extension to allow charging time, the trucks can continue a journey.
That mandatory break, that works well for HGVs, doesn't it, in terms of charging?
It certainly does. So it's 45 minutes. On the new fast chargers, you can recharge in around 90 minutes, which actually gives the drivers a better break and it adds to road safety.
Do you plan to transition the entire fleet at some point to zero emissions?
We certainly do. The plan is to have that done by 2030, when we'll be net carbon zero. Our short distance van fleet, which is around 100 across Europe, is already halfway to electric.
Your driving green strategy, as you're calling it, it benefits your clients because it helps decarbonize their supply chain. That's probably a drop in the ocean. I know among your clients are data center operators, but it's a positive from your point of view.
It certainly is, and we have to acknowledge that. However, for us as ATC, we want to get our own emissions to zero and do our part to show some leadership in the industry.
Does it make you a more attractive logistics provider?
I think so. Our customers enjoy working with companies that share the same vision and values and that commitment and imperative to lower emissions.
Okay. We've been reporting a lot about the advancements in AI. And you'll be, ironically, you're kind of a beneficiary of the advancements in AI.
We certainly are. It's more investment into the equipment that goes into the data centres, which means a bit more work to get the equipment there.
Okay, well, best of luck today with the launch. Keith Young, Managing Director of ATC Computer and Logistics, thank you for coming into studio this morning.